Next week in Mexico City, the International Olympic Committee meets to decide whether to eliminate softball, baseball, and modern pentathlon from the Summer Games beginning in 2008. The possible cuts in the Olympic program would be the first in nearly 70 years. Representatives from the three sports will travel to Mexico to make last-minute appeals. Softball players and officials think they've got particularly compelling reasons to argue for the survival of their sport. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
So what do you do if you're the best softball team in the world for over a decade, winner of five straight world championships and two consecutive Olympic gold medals? You work harder. It's 9 o'clock in the morning at the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Chula Vista, California, a few miles north of the Mexican border. Star pitcher Lisa Fernandez, the best player on the best team for the past 12 years, hits balls into a net with her aluminum bat. In the next batting cage over, teammate Terry Goldberg gets some fine tuning from coach Ken Erickson.
You get your front foot down, and there's your resistance to go against, like a catapult. You get it down, and before you were past it, you were breaking power planes. In other words, you were getting off of where your balance was. Right.
For the past few days here in Chula Vista, members of the U.S. women's softball team have been hitting and pitching and catching and fielding and having it all videotaped so they can watch and figure out how to do it better. This drive to improve is not just a champion's natural pursuit of excellence. Lisa Fernandez says the world is catching up, with the aluminum bat pings of America's pursuers getting louder.
Terry and I have been in this game long enough to think of the games when we would beat teams 30-0 in three innings, 10 years ago, and all of a sudden those same teams now were beating them, but it's 5-0 in seven.
If only life were as simple as fighting off the improving competition from Japan or Australia. A much more formidable opponent, the International Olympic Committee Program Commission, has recommended killing off Olympic softball, along with baseball and modern pentathlon. The sports aren't popular around the globe. There's not enough media interest. They're too expensive, says the IOC commission. To battle this opponent, Lisa Fernandez is practicing another kind of pitch.
I think if you look at the stats and seeing where we were in 96 as being the fifth media-covered sport out of all women's athletics in the Olympics, and then moving up in 2000 to the fourth most covered, to the attendance being 10th out of 28 sports at the Olympics, I think the numbers kind of speak for themselves. And the fact that we have over 124 countries that even participate in our sport, I think shows that it is worldwide.
Fernandez and other supporters say the threat to softball is particularly confusing because of who plays the sport. Don Porter is president of the International Softball Federation.
The IOC has said for years they wanted to have more female participation, and it just doesn't seem right to want to take a complete sport out that's a women's sport.
American IOC member Bob Stavertlich agrees and acknowledges how traumatic Olympic exclusion would be for a sport that fought for nearly 30 years to get into the Games. But Stavertlich also praises new IOC president Jacques Roga for pushing an unpopular yet necessary plan to reduce the size of the Games.
Even if the sports are not eliminated, I think the IOC can really take some pride and view this as a victory. Before President Roga took this on, each sport was clamoring for a new discipline, for more athletes, more sports. And now he's kind of shot an arrow across the bow of everyone, and everyone's back on their heels saying, well, we just want to keep our sport, and we're willing to compromise some.
For instance, baseball and softball officials have proposed sharing a stadium as a way to cut costs. Compromise is good, says Lisa Fernandez, but sharing a stadium appears to ruffle the pride she's built up over 12 championship years.
I do my job, and that's to play on the field. I don't care if it's a parking lot or a gravel field. I love the sport, and that's what's most important to me. But I think overall, when you have the fans and 10,000 people are fitting into a stadium, it deserves to be a softball stadium.
Softball, baseball, and modern pentathlon may be spared the hard decisions, at least for the short term. This week, IOC leaders said the vote on elimination could be postponed, partly for legal reasons. Lawyers recently discovered the Olympic Charter governing the Games has a rule indicating it's too late to cut sports from the 2008 Olympics. Elimination wouldn't take place until 2012 at the earliest. In the minds of softball's passionate supporters, that would be another 4 years to make the sport more popular and give more young women a chance to make good on their Olympic dreams. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Chula Vista, California.